This is St. Louis Public Radio. Art has the power to transform your mood and your outlook. For people with mental illness, art can bring healing and peace. An exhibition at UMSL's 210 Gallery called Connecting Communities Through Art features the work of people with mental illness. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with one of the artists, Rita Schneider of St. Louis's Tarot Grove South, who lives with depression.
Rita Schneider volunteers 3 days a week at the Independence Center, located in the shadow of the rising IKEA store. At the center, which supports people with mental illness, she answers the phones as part of a team of clients who run the place.
Independence Center, lower level, Rita speaking.
Rita and others field calls from clients about things like transportation and from people who want to know about services like job training. Rita thrives on the hustle and bustle.
I feel needed. I feel wanted. I have a place to go every day. This morning I was so happy. I couldn't wait to get here.
The center is where she heard about the Connecting Communities Through Art exhibition. Rita's been making art for about 3 years now.
I find that calms me down, and it also expresses my thoughts and my pain and my madness, what I go through.
She pours that intensity into her painting that's featured in the show.
It's a face with brown background, gray eyes, and it's like hands wrapped around holding your head together. That way you don't explode.
There's a reason Rita feels like her head might explode. The 49-year-old has had a hard life. Born in Milwaukee, she was bounced around among relatives. She quit school after 10th grade and got pregnant at 17. She says her mother took the baby and put it up for adoption.
And to this day, I don't know where she is.
Rita sank into depression, tried to kill herself by taking pills, but friends stepped in to save her. Then she got pregnant again. That daughter was 2 months premature.
And then I lost it. Child passed away. And then I went through that deep depression again.
Eventually, she had 3 sons. But when the oldest was 7, she lost custody of all of them. 2 years ago, she moved to St. Louis, and her life began to change for the better as she made new friends and began making art almost every day. Crystal Quintus is an art therapist. She says it's a big deal for artists like Rita to show their work.
It takes a lot of courage to put your art on the wall, to invite people into your life to see you through your artwork. And so I think it's a very empowering experience.
What do you want people to take away from this?
My biggest hope is the stigma reduction. I want them to see people as people, as who they are.
For Rita, who she is a mother, an office worker, an artist, and a musician who plays the bongos. And although the drumbeat of mental illness continues through her life, Rita says she's finally happy. Her oldest son and his wife have a child. She says she warns him about avoiding what almost seems like a family curse.
Now my son, he's a father, and I told him, make sure you hang on to that baby real tight.
In April, they had a birthday party for Rita back in Milwaukee. She dreams of an even bigger reunion.
And now that I have 3 healthy boys and a daughter out there, who knows? We might be all together someday.
Rita also has other goals. She hopes to get her GED and go to cosmetology school. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.